This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with the weather here. If you're just waking up for the first big weekend of Mardi Gras and you're getting ready to go set your little personal porta potty up, which you're not supposed to do, and I've never really seen these things, but Tim, have you ever seen a personal porta potty that they set up on the neutral ground? It's a mini tent, but does your head stick up out of the top or not? Are you all enclosed in it? Because I've seen boats where they have a supposed restroom on it or bathroom on it, but it's so small that the only thing that's enclosed is your neck below, and I just can't imagine being on something as small as a boat. I'm not kidding you. I've seen this. Being on something as small as a boat, trying to take care of nature while everybody on a boat is there looking at you, and you know that they can't see anything that's private, but your head, I just don't understand how that could work. 28 degrees in Slidell right now. 30 degrees in New Orleans. We're off to a cold start. Could be a cold day. Highs of only 49, 56 tomorrow, but then Sunday, not looking good at all. Rainy and cold the entire day with highs of 53 and about a 90% chance for showers throughout the day. So I think we're talking about a washout that's terrible for the parades that are scheduled, but we'll try to find out more from Peyton Malone or some weather person in the future. We'll also talk to we'll also talk to Arthur Hardy, founder of the Mardi Gras Guy. Jeff Palermo joins us now, the WWL.com columnist, to talk about LSU baseball. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
You know, I couldn't help but think with the Tigers playing Omaha, if you can't get to Omaha, bring Omaha to you.
Right. It's almost like if you can't beat them, join them, right?
I start to make another reference about moving a mountain, but that's liable to get me on some type of death list somewhere, and I don't want to do that at all, that old saying. So let's talk about these Tigers. What's been Jay Johnson's approach so far?
Well, he's been playing a lot of players, and, you know, the competition has allowed them to do that. I mean, Purdue Fort Wayne is not a very good team. Southern is a lower class team as well, as far as talent wise, and so it's given them an opportunity to go out there and play a lot of players. And there's a lot of depth on this team, and you're still trying to sort out who could be the guy you're going to count on in right field, who's going to be counting on a designated hitter and catcher. And the thing is, as Jay Johnson talked about it yesterday, even though he's substituting a lot, if you would, there's really no drop-off, or there hasn't been. But it's still early. We'll see what happens when competition really ramps up. And when you look ahead to this weekend, Omaha, once again, is not a big test. Tulane swept them last weekend. They're picked to finish third in their conference, the Summit League. They haven't had a winning season since 2019, so it should be another weekend where Jay Johnson gets a chance to evaluate. You're at least playing another team. And really the competition as of right now is not so much the opponent. It's just the players within themselves as they fight for at-bats, playing time in the field, and fighting for the opportunity for the pitchers to be a starter or a guy that Jay Johnson can rely on in high leverage situations.
When it comes to Jay Johnson's called the, in that college, I'm just a little bit confused here. Is it manager or coach? What's the nomenclature?
He's called a coach. Yeah, coach, they don't call him a manager in college.
But when it comes to managing the season, the college baseball season, as I understand it, SEC plays on play starts on March 14th, right, with Missouri?
Yes, yes.
So when it comes to managing the college baseball season with an eye toward getting to Omaha in the late spring, early summer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is he going about it the right way? Is now the time to, like, for example, not playing when it's too cold? No, we don't need to do this. Is now the time? Do that kind of thing? Treat it like an exhibition or preseason or training camp almost, and then get ready for March 14th in Missouri?
Well, he's got a lot of talented players, and there's a lot of guys that deserve playing time. But when it, once we get into late April, early May, I would imagine he's going to settle in on, you know, a core group of guys as far as position player-wise, 10 guys or so that he's really going to count on, and then there's going to be four or five guys that really feel like they should be playing and they're not. And, he kind of saw that with, like a guy like Paxton Kling last year. Didn't get off to a good start. He was expected to be your starting center fielder all season long. He doesn't get off to a good start, and then he loses his he loses playing time. He loses his starting spot on the field, and he ends up transferring at the end of the season. I mean, that's kind of what happens. But Jay knows he recruited all these guys. He's got an idea of how to use them and potentially where to use them. So right now he's doing exactly what he should be doing. He's given a lot of guys a chance to get out there and play. As he said, shake the newness of the season off, get those, get that first at bat out of the way, or get those first few at bats out of the way, that first inning out of the way, and try to get into some sort of routine. They got a bunch of games coming up here now. They're going to be playing 4 days in a row, weather permitting on Sunday. They might have to play a doubleheader on Sunday or Saturday. Don't know that yet, but looking at the forecast, that's what it kind of tells you. And then they're playing Nichols on Monday, and then it's off to Texas to play four games. So he's trying to evaluate a lot right now, and he'll keep evaluating, really. But when you get towards late April, that's when you kind of want to have a set. You kind of want to have an idea. And there's going to be injuries along the way, and certain guys are going to slump, and some of this is going to be figured out for you. But, right now, there's a lot of guys that deserve playing time, but there's only eight positions on the field, and then you got pitcher and catcher. So they got a lot more than that. I mean, look, he's played 20 guys, 20 different position players so far through 4 days. So that gives you an idea of just the depth and the amount of players that he's trying to get in there and to evaluate.
But if the goal is Omaha, the city in the College World Series, not the team coming to town this weekend, then now's the time to let all that shake out, right? You drop a game here, you drop a game there. That's not the point. The point is seeing who plays where and what the best lineup is. Accurate?
Right, exactly. This is to kind of find out who you can count on. And you wish the competition would be a little tougher. Jay Johnson talked about it yesterday. Purdue-Fort Wayne was a team they had to get in there at the last minute, basically, because they had another team that dropped out in September, and they were almost forced to play on the road, was LSU this opening weekend, and Jay didn't want to do that. So they end up having to basically settle in on Purdue Fort Wayne. So I know there's maybe a little mumbling about the scheduling as far as who he's scheduling in the preseason, but as they say, Tommy, it takes two to tango, right? You gotta have a team agree to want to come down to Alec Box Stadium, and some people want to make sure they try to pile some wins early on and don't want to come down to the box and potentially lose a series or get swept or something like that.
Yeah, but again, you got to keep your eye on a prize, which is, like you're saying, April and May, and then moving on to the city of Omaha, not the team. 6:24, time for traffic now, WWL. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, talking about LSU baseball. They're taking on Omaha tonight, this afternoon, really, 4 o'clock start. And we'll have the action for you here on our sister station. More on that. But, Jeff, with the time that's left, pregame at 3:30, I should mention, Jay Johnson's talked about small ball, gorilla ball, whatever you want to call it, later on in the season, Omaha. How do you determine what type of ball you're going to play? Is it about whom you have, about who you're playing when? They're pitching, you're hitting. Take me through all of that.
Well, a lot of it is on your personnel, right? I mean, you got to have some home run hitters. And, one of the question marks on this team is Jared Jones is going to hit somewhere around 30 home runs this season if he's healthy. But who else is really going to supply the power on this team? And that's a big question. Ashton Larson and Ethan Frye, two guys that are battling for some playing time, either at right field or designated hitter. They've hit home runs here recently. Daniel Dickinson's hit a home run. It looks like they got some other guys that could probably hit somewhere maybe between 15 and 20 home runs. But I think last year's team was a little bit more power oriented. Because you had Jared Jones, you had Tommy White, you had a guy like Hayden Travinsky, but now you have a leadoff hitter in Chris Stanfield who could run a little bit. Cario can run a little bit. Daniel Dickinson can run a little bit. I think this is going to be a team that's going to be a mix of both. They can hit the home run, but they're also going to be a little more aggressive on the base pass. I think really the last couple of seasons, even going back to the national championship season, they had such good hitters, they didn't want to really necessarily run into outs. They didn't want to potentially spoil big innings by trying to steal base and getting thrown out and all that kind of stuff. So they really relied on the big inning because they had some guys, they had some outstanding hitters, especially 2 years ago. But this year, I think they're going to be a little bit more active on the base pass.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Go Tigers. Pregame 3:30, first pitch 4 o'clock, and that's all going to be on this afternoon, our sister station, the Bet 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, and, of course, the Odyssey app. Then Sunday, Tiger baseball, if the weather allows, will be on WWL 105.3 FM and 870 AM. Pregame 12:30, first pitch at 1. Weather permitting, a little bit late time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the patient, Dave Cohen.